Hello everybody, welcome to the show. I am your host, Darren James. Today's episode is recorded on the 10th of May. I hope everyone's doing well. I hope you're having a great week so far. And I hope you enjoy today's episode. So, for today's topic of choice, I guess you want to say, I'm going to be talking about a strange burglar story that saw a man trying to steal a lawnmower from a homeowner's garden. But, twist is, before he decided to try and steal the lawnmower, he decided to actually mow the person's grass with the lawnmower. So not only is he trying to steal it, he decides to give it a good trim at the same time. He's like, right, they haven't been taking care of their garden. This garden is filthy, it's disgusting. So I feel like it's upon my ability that I should be the one to take care of this garden before stealing the lawnmower I'm going to use to actually clean this garden. Port Arthur Police Department has released security footage of a man whose name is Marcus Hubbard strolling into a resident building and picking up the homeowner's lawnmower before proceeding to cut the grass with it. The man is seen with the lawnmower walking across the owner's garden as he drags away with it while officers arrive on the scene. Police wrote on their Facebook page, Marcus Hubbard was seen on security video burglarizing a residential building. He removed property from the building without owner's consent. He is then seen on security video mowing the homeowner's front and backyard, as you do, because why not? Upon arrival, officers had seen Hubbard running from the area while dragging the lawnmower with him. He abandons the lawnmower in the alleyway and then evades apprehension. So this guy's committed to his gimmick. He's committed to being the world's worst burglar ever. Because you have to be really stupid to take something as heavy as a lawnmower with you while you're trying to run away from the police. I mean, it's just common sense. Like, really? Are you really that stupid? Like, are you planning to get caught or are you trying to get away? Like, which one is it exactly? Because with the way you're going, you're going to get caught. So the police department reportedly said that the thief wanted to check if the machinery was working before he pinched it. Oh, sure, why not? I mean, the last thing you want to do is steal a lawnmower that you don't know if it works or not, and then have to return it back to the owners which you stole it from in the first place. Like, that's going to be embarrassing, so why would you want to do that? Marcus Hubbard does have a warrant out for burglary of a building, so he's currently on a lookout, or he's been on a lookout, I guess you could say. Police has urged anyone who spots the man to call the police or Crime Stoppers, as those who help locate Hubbard's whereabouts may be eligible for a cash reward. The incredible crime comes into 2 weeks after an English robber was found sleeping inside a car he burglarized in Sultan Caulfield, West Midlands. The incident, dubbed Grand Theft Snortle by the Sunday Sun, occurred after the man broke into an Audi Q7, taking personal items from that vehicle before nodding off peacefully in the front seat. The owner's 12-year-old son spotted the looter the following morning before police were called to the scene of the crime. Oh, Jesus Christ. I swear, we're just in a world feel with, like, normally these sort of crimes are really serious and you should be taken seriously, of course, why not? But then there's other times where you hear stories like this, like a guy breaking into someone's garden to steal a lawnmower which he's not sure works or not, and then you got this other story about a guy who broke into some car and then before robbing it he actually fell asleep within that car. And then later the next day, he was spotted by the owner's 12-year-old son. I mean, you cannot make this up. people are really that stupid. I mean, even the car owner, Zoe Reed, she told the newspaper, British newspaper, we don't know whether to laugh or cry. It was scary to see the man who had broken in, but finally made himself comfy and dozed off in the back seat. She added, we were able to see the funny side, but we had Britain's laziest burglar asleep in our car. And that's just it. You, with these two stories, you get like the funny side of it. Like, yes, it's serious because these people could have been harmed, but at the same time, you've got two very, very lazy burglars who are just absolutely dumb and stupid. Well, stupid and dumb are practically the same thing, but you know what I mean. Like, where do you come off trying to be a burglar? Like, where do you sort of get your inspiration from? Because it's nowhere in hell you're watching videos on YouTube, you're watching Netflix documentaries, you're playing Grand Theft Auto, maybe it is Grand Theft Auto, who knows, and you're thinking, right, I could do this, I could be really good at this as well, I could be really smart, but then you're not, and you end up looking like a dumbass while now being on the hunt or being hunted by police. I'll keep you guys posted if there's any sort of update with the story, with the Marcus Hubbard story. Probably you're not going to find much next week or so, but hopefully there will be some more news regarding this person, and if he's got any more like previous histories of burglaries or whatever. I'm always fascinated to keep on with stories like this because I think they're fascinating. And yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode too. This is just some light-hearted entertainment. You can't really go wrong. Yeah, there's not much to really say about these burglars. I mean, they're just dumb. Obviously, when it comes to certain crimes, like not any crime really, you should obviously take it seriously no matter what. And hopefully everyone's safe, you know, in that neighbourhood and in the world. Nobody's feels at risk or and safe in their own homes or anything like that, because that's the last thing you should want to feel, especially in your own home. But anyway, that's the episode here today, guys. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time, take care, stay safe, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.